Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. 7 till the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. And having a great visit with our good friend Joel Barker, author of Future Edge and 5 Regions of the Future, the film Innovation at the Verge. His website is joelbarker.com as well as starthrower.com. Joel, thanks again for hanging out with us. We really appreciate the hard work that you put into your career and to your calling. And we thank you for sharing some of this with us over the last 7 years.
This has been fun. You know, Jim, you know this too because you have the same situation. I think many of your people in your listening audience have it, which is if you love your work, it isn't work.
It's not work, is it?
I just have a ball. You know, yeah. I love the fact that I get paid for doing this.
Exactly. Hey, listen, most people cringe when they see a centipede. And we've all seen them. We've seen the ones we grew up with, the little ones in the garden or in the field, and then they've got the monstrous ones from Africa and different places like that. And some of them are poisonous, aren't they, centipedes?
Oh, well, all of them are poisonous.
Ah.
They all have a bite, have a sting that is pretty powerful. In fact, I met my first centipede by reaching into a laundry basket when we were in Florida and came out with the greatest pain I've ever had.
Wow.
Before or since, and this little 2-inch centipede comes crawling out, and I'm sure if I could have looked closely enough, it was smiling. But here's what's really neat, and there's a message here. Some very good research done by the Chinese and Australians have discovered a compound in centipede venom that wipes out pain as good as morphine does.
Wow.
But it doesn't affect the brain. It affects the
location
of the pain. Yeah, that is a big deal because you know what morphine does, a whole bunch of bad things, even though it takes care of pain. And what they found is that this centipede, it's a very specific chemical, too. That's what's so amazing about it, I won't even give you the little formula that they write in the article, but it's very specific molecule, and it blocks the pain.
Huh.
So all of a sudden, we have a potential to have, this is an issue around the world, people in pain. And the centipede may be handing us a gift of the best painkiller we have ever found.
So is this something that we'd have to harvest from the centipede, or can we synthesize it? Are we learning about the compound so we can synthesize it? What is it?
Yeah, we're 21st century now, Jim. The pharmaceutical guys just are going to copy it. And they'll fine-tune it.
Well, now, what does centipede have? I mean, isn't the centipede going to object about his intellectual property?
Well, and see, it's one of the most interesting. You just asked the most interesting question. Who owns the formula?
That's right.
And the answer is God.
Right.
This is a natural substance. But in fact, I'm going to say something fairly spiritual, but I believe it's true, okay? Every living creature on the planet has a gift for us.
Mm-hmm.
We just have to know what to look for.
That's right.
And the centipede is a perfect example of a gift that was waiting for us to discover it so that we could use it to alleviate pain in people where we may have no other tool to do.
What did they say was how they discovered this?
Good question.
Was it aboriginal medicine or anything like that?
No, it starts off with when researchers injected mice with a molecule isolated from the venom of a Chinese red-faced centipede. So your question is even better. What made them think that this would do? And my guess is they looked at the molecule and said, that has a funny correlation to morphine.
Hmm.
But it's not the same, but it has some markers on it. Now, I just made that up, but I'm saying my guess is, our chemists are very, very sophisticated now.
Right.
And so they see these things. But who knows?
Isn't it great that we continue to create human beings who will say, what if we turn that thing upside down and paint it purple?
Yeah. And just as long as we also keep in mind that there are gifts waiting, don't eradicate a species.
Right.
Don't make them extinct.
What if we've
like
already made extinct some species that could have helped us find a cure for cancer? I agree with you about that, Joel.
Yeah. No question about it.
Yeah, no, we're, as E.F. Schumacher said, we're all passengers on spaceship Earth.
You better believe it.
And we're not going to get off. We're not going to get off. We're going to have to ride this thing wherever it goes and however it looks. Hey, Joel, thanks for the great reports. It's always fascinating to hear what you have to say. We're looking forward to the next one already.
My pleasure, and happy Thanksgiving to everyone.
You too. Joel Barker, ladies and gentlemen, one of the smartest guys I know, and he'll be back another day, I promise. I got to go for this hour. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate, reminding you that when opportunity knocks, it doesn't know you've had a bad day. Greet it with a smile.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.